Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon. We're coming to you live on this December the 2nd. As we get to the end of a broadcast week, when we can, we like to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, and that's what's happening right now. We have assembled four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you, and all you need to do is first listen and then get ready to give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email right here in real time. We'll get it in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for one of these four to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. You may like it, dislike it. You may want to hear it again or may never want to hear it again. It may be something, an insight that you have never considered or something that you've known a long time and just glad to be reminded of it. All your reasons are your own. We want to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Hans Feeney. Here he is talking about children as a good antidote to idolatry.
Children are great at smashing your idols. So if you buy a new car and you think it's the greatest thing in the world and you're obsessed with it, and your kid, you know, scratches it all up with a stick that he found on the side of the road, and you get mad and you get upset, but in the end it's a good thing. Because what you see in all of this is it's just a thing. It's going to rust and rot and perish, and it won't do you any good on the last day. But you will be able to live with that child forever in the kingdom of heaven when you're covered in the Word. And so children have a remarkable ability by forcing you to redirect your funds towards feeding them and clothing them and caring for them and giving them what's important. They have a wonderful way of keeping you from temptation by just sort of taking all of the money that you were going to dedicate towards your idols and saying, no, you have to actually use it for something that in the end is much more beneficial.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, children as an antidote to idolatry. If you like it, if you'd like to vote for it, it does need your vote, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Terry Mattingly, talking about the danger of getting your news primarily from commentators like Rush Limbaugh or Jon Stewart.
This would be like getting all of your news out of editorial cartoons. In the old days, if you picked up the newspaper and you based your entire political point of view off the satirical cartoons on the editorial page, that would probably not be considered a healthy informational diet. Yet right now, many, many Americans, especially young people, that's exactly how they get their news in public affairs. Once again, I have to deliver a two-sided message. It is valid for those people to have free speech. It's valid for them to get to do entertaining versions of commentary on the news. That's not the problem. The problem is that we have a nation that no longer seems to have the attention span to consume the news products that Rush Limbaugh consumes, the news products that Jon Stewart consumes, on which to base their commentaries. So it's like we're always one step removed from any common shared information on which to base our judgments. And that's the kind of death of the mainstream press that's affecting us so strongly right now.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, The Danger of Getting Your News from Rush Limbaugh, or John Stewart. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. This is soundbite number three, Professor Tom Egger. We were talking about Noah, and near the end of our conversation, we came to the subject of the rainbow as both a promise and a warning.
A rainbow reminds us that the flood once was, and it reminds us that God is now being patient with us. In fact, he's bound himself by the promise never to again flood the whole world. But it's also a reminder that this is a God who judges wickedness and who calls all to repentance, who calls all to refuge and salvation in Jesus in the face of a coming judgment. The church fathers would sometimes note the way that the colors of the rainbow went from blue on one edge of the rainbow to red on the other. And they saw in that a reminder that just as God once destroyed the world with water, he will again destroy the world, this time by fire.
That's soundbite number three, Professor Tom Egger, the rainbow as promise and warning. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters, by the way, get to go first. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page is a great place to vote. We've left space for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is ahead, and right after that, we're going to start taking your votes live this Friday afternoon, December the 2nd. Soundbite number four is Pastor David Peterson on the great Martin Fronsman hymn called Preach You the Word.
It's not because we're good at preaching. It's not because we know how to convince people. It's because the Word has power, because the Holy Spirit will cause it to work when and where he pleases, and he works through the preached Word. The holy angels in heaven are not weeping and wringing their hands because millions of people are dying and going to hell. They aren't. The holy angels in heaven are rejoicing over one single sinner who repents. That's the attitude of heaven. That's the attitude of the sower. So what if all those people go to hell? Look at that baby that just got baptized, that Jesus won for himself and is redeemed and is bringing to heaven. That's what Fronsman thinks ought to be our attitude, and I think he's spot on.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on the Fronsman hymn, Preach You the Word. Those are our four soundbites. Now it's your turn. Your turn to vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, Children as an Antidote to Idolatry, or soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, The Danger of Getting Your News from Rush Limbaugh or John Stewart, soundbite number three, Professor Tom Egger, The Rainbow as Promise and Warning, or soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on the Martin Fronsman hymn, Preach You the Word. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number on this Friday afternoon. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break. Does the gospel free you to do what you want? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer's spiritual journey from Roman Catholicism and American Evangelicalism to Confessional Lutheranism, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Folks, we have 5 weeks left in 2016 and we need $105,000 to cover our expenses for the year. please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2016.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time for your Vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 2nd of December. Please vote. It keeps me busy, and the studio is freezing this afternoon. I'm getting old, I think. I need a shawl to cover my knees. This list of candidates for your Vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, children as an antidote for idolatry. Soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, the danger of getting your news from Rush Limbaugh or Jon Stewart. Soundbite number three, Professor Tom Egger on the rainbow as promise and as warning. And soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on Martin Fronsman's hymn, Preach You the Word. 1-877-623-6943. Call that if you'd like to vote for one of those, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Up first, listening in Indiana, Matthew is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Matthew.
My vote is for Pastor Peterson, soundbite number four. As a former evangelical, this was all we worried about. We wrung our hands and sweated and cried and lost sleep over all those people who were going to hell because we weren't doing enough evangelism. And I found so much comfort in the Lutheran faith to know that that is all in the Lord's hands, and that that's actually caused me, I have really an evangelist heart, and it has caused me to actually share the gospel with a lot more freedom and confidence since I know where that is. And so Pastor Peterson definitely nailed it. And my vote goes to him.
All right, Matthew, thank you very much. And thanks for your vote for soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, on that Martin Fronsman hymn, Preach You the Word. Teresa is also voting for soundbite number four. She says the word of God has power because that is where the Holy Spirit works. Heard that and it rang in my heart today. Posted that on my Facebook page and have had many likes. In Bible study last Sunday, my pastor slash husband was explaining the Holy Spirit to the class and they were all ears. So many questions. Awesome. Thank you very much, Teresa, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Zach is in Stevensville, Michigan. He's voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Hans Feeney, children as an antidote to idolatry. He says, case well made. And it is short and sweet. Zach, thank you very much. Pat's voting for soundbite number one as well. Pat says, I thought that was a really good way of saying how we should live a life of service and teach our children to do the same. Good insight, Pat. Thank you very much. In South Carolina, Anthony is voting. Anthony says, I'm voting for the soundbite number three on Rush Limbaugh and Jon Stewart. Not because I agree with the statement at all. I really think Limbaugh and Stewart are in two different categories. Jon is a comedian. Limbaugh is a commentator on current events and policies. And I think you do Limbaugh an injustice by counting him among the likes of Jon Stewart. Anthony, thank you very much. And thanks for listening in South Carolina. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, December the 2nd, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The latest Issues Etc. journal is out, and I have been working, well, probably for the better part of a year, on really a three-part essay. It started with an essay that I wrote for the journal sometime back on myths regarding the law. And then, of course, I need to move on to the myths regarding the gospel. And the second part of that three-part essay is out. It's called Better Than Good, Some Failed Attempts to Improve on God's Law, dealing with a few of those myths. Another part is coming out here a little bit later this month. There's also the Wittenberg Trail feature there. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer tells his story, and it's a fascinating one, a circuitous route to the Lutheran Confession, all in the online free Issues Etc. journal. You can subscribe for free at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the red button on the right-hand side. Click on that, enter your email address, and you are subscribed to the online Issues Etc. journal absolutely free. Jill is voting for soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, saying, Pastor Peterson hits on a lot of important truths that American Christianity perpetuates by either biblical misteaching or through shallow teaching that basically ignores what God tells us in Scripture. Jill, thank you very much. Andy is listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, welcome.
I should vote for one of the theologically oriented soundbites, but I'm going to vote for number three. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh much, but on the occasions when I have tuned in, he sounds very much like he's preaching, but what he is preaching certainly has nothing to do with the gospel, and I think that he has such strong influence over the minds of some people that they confuse the two. So soundbite three for me.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. A vote for soundbite number three. William in Texas is voting for soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, on that Franzman hymn, Preach You the Word. He says, I've heard a story of a member of the clergy who said that every time he clapped his hand, someone died and was going to hell. Stop clapping and start baptizing. Good point, William, and thanks for listening in Texas. Earl votes for soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on the danger of getting your news from Rush Limbaugh or John Stewart, because he says, I got my news from talk radio for many years. One day I simply didn't want to hear any more. Wow. Earl, thank you very much. I hope you keep listening to Issues Etc., though. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson talking about that great Martin Franzman hymn, Preach You the Word.
It's not because we're good at preaching. It's not because we know how to convince people. It's because the Word has power, because the Holy Spirit will cause it to work when and where He pleases, and He works through the preached Word. The holy angels in heaven are not weeping and wringing their hands because millions of people are dying and going to hell. They aren't. The holy angels in heaven are rejoicing over one single sinner who repents. That's the attitude of heaven. That's the attitude of the sower. So what if all those people go to hell? Look at that baby that just got baptized, that Jesus won for himself and is redeemed and is bringing to heaven. That's what Franzman thinks ought to be our attitude, and I think he's spot on.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, Pastor David Peterson on the Martin Franzman hymn, Preach You the Word. Matthew in Indiana, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. They offer more than 50 online educational options for an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree. Just click their logo at issuesetc.org, enter the promo code ISSUES, and they'll waive your application fee. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Sunday night at 10 Central on SiriusXM Family Talk 131, we're going to discuss the religious faith of Adolf Hitler. Dr. Richard Weikart will be our guest. And on Monday, we'll be looking forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, talking about the messengers sent from John the Baptist. You know, it is the probably second, no, it's the first greatest source of guilt in Christians next to I don't pray enough. I don't witness enough. Well, that's true. None of us do. None of us do. We do not speak boldly, gladly, whimsically about the hope that has been given us in Jesus Christ as often as we should. Because, well, after all, we're hesitant. We don't believe it the way we should either, right? Well, just as our sin of omission there is covered, so God has covered that person that we didn't preach the gospel to or he didn't speak to about Jesus. God has already chosen his elect. He will see to it that every single last disciple gets made. I always say Jesus is really, really good at making disciples. He made the first ones and he's made every single one ever since. And he'll make every last one he has picked out. It's up to him. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.